There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app. It's the final hour on this Thursday for this program. Come on in. Chris Sims from Pro Football Talk will join us. Got a few things to talk to him about. Buffalo Bills tonight, 8.5-point favorites against the Buccaneers. I want to ask him, what is Josh Allen doing or not doing? Because it feels like he can be incredible, but then he can also be his worst enemy. And this game tonight, you have to win. And, you know, you probably want style points where you win by 3 touchdowns, but you want to win. After what happened, you want to win. Last game, you want to win. And you're 8.5-point favorites. Also, not sure if Tyreek Hill is going to play this weekend. Also, Brock Purdy is in concussion protocol. Sam Darnold, perhaps, is going to get the start for the Niners against the Bengals. The Niners were 5.5-point favorites. Now they're 3.5-point favorites. The World Series will start tomorrow night. Dusty Baker announces his retirement. Victor Wembanyama made his debut, 15 points, 5 rebounds, 1 block. Those aren't great numbers, but you did see greatness there. There were glimpses of greatness there. And I think that's really what you're looking for. I'd like to know spacing. How comfortable is he on the offensive end? He's got a beautiful shot. He's not afraid to take a 3-point shot. And let's see, what other debuts did Kristaps Porzingis had 30. That is the most ever by a player in his Celtics debut. He had 30 in the win against the Knicks. And the Raptors beat the Timberwolves, their 19th consecutive win against the Timberwolves in Toronto. Cavs beat the Nets, first road win in a season opener since 2000. So just some of the headlines, basketball-related. I did bring this up. Can you be a Hall of Famer and have a disappointing career? And I don't know why I stumbled upon this. Bryce Harper, Hall of Famer, will he have a disappointing career because of the hype leading up to that? Yao Ming. Yao Ming had 7 really good seasons. He's a Hall of Famer. Andrew Luck, number one pick, not going to the Hall of Fame. There are 40 players who have won an NBA MVP. 32 are in the Basketball Hall of Fame. 7 are still active, so they're not eligible. That leaves Derrick Rose, who is the only NBA MVP eligible for the Hall of Fame, who is not a member of the Hall of Fame, at least not yet. Derrick Rose, he might be a Hall of Famer. Did he have a disappointing career? Now, injuries led to that. Bill Walton, one of the greatest college basketball players of all time, had a disappointing NBA career because of injuries. Now, he did get a couple of titles. He won one in Portland, won one with the Celtics as sixth man of the year. Christian Laettner, disappointing career. One of the 5 greatest most decorated college players of all time, but in the NBA, he was average. But did play like 13, 14 years. Carmelo Anthony. Hall of Famer. Disappointing career. Marvin.
He won't have his jersey retired anywhere, but
Golden State is going to retire Carmelo Anthony's jersey, even though he never played there, because they retire everybody's jersey who comes through there.
Tribute video.
Let's not start.
No, no, we're not. Listen,
I was getting Stephen A. Prince yesterday.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to start anything.
No, it's good.
Disappointing?
Yeah. Did Carmelo have a disappointing career?
Well, what were the expectations? He was the third pick.
Okay.
The goal was to be a Hall of Famer. He's a Hall of Famer. He was a top five player for a time.
Okay. Was it a disappointing career? Are you trying to?
No. No.
You're trying to convince yourself that it's not a disappointing career.
No.
He shouldn't have been the third pick. He should have been the second pick.
Correct. You put him on that Pistons team.
Yeah. And then maybe he would have been a winner. He did. Winning championship.
Okay.
He did win gold medals, right? He was really good in the Olympics.
National title at Syracuse?
Yeah. Yeah.
Counts for something?
Yeah.
With the Basketball Hall of Fame?
But that's the expectation level. He won a national title. And then goes into the pros. Just became a great scorer. Disappointment?
No. Top 75 player of all time. I wouldn't put anybody in that category as a disappointment.
If you're in the top 75, nobody had a disappointing career.
Maybe Bill Walton because of injuries.
Okay. Yes, Paulie.
If I would have said when Carmelo Anthony left Syracuse that he will not play an NBA Finals game, that would be considered a disappointment. When he left Syracuse, right? A lot of points.
Yeah.
You know, Dominique Wilkins, he didn't have the pub but he didn't play in relevant games deep in the playoffs.
Well, but he had to go through the Celtics.
Yes, unfortunately.
Yeah. They were a really good team. He was a really good player. I'm just curious. Is there somebody that would be the poster child? Like Yao Ming is going into the Hall of Fame, went into the Hall of Fame because of the international part of this and that it was China. NBA's relationship with China went a long way with that. And Yao Ming was a really good player. A Hall of Famer? I don't think so by what he did in the NBA. But the totality of his career, contributions to the game, all of that stuff. But I would say that like Ralph Sampson, not a Hall of Famer, right?
I'm almost certain he's in the Naismith Hall of Fame.
Okay, disappointing career?
Yes.
Because didn't win a title. He went to NBA Finals when he was with the Rockets. But is Ralph a Hall of Famer?
Yeah, Ralph's a Hall of Famer, okay. Based mostly on his college career. Okay. He had two really good years. His first 2 years in the pros, he played 82 games, 82 starts, 22-11-3.
I thought that he was going to be, once again, I get excited about these guys. I got excited about Sean Bradley. Ralph was, he was the real deal. And when Ewing and Ralph went against each other, I mean, that was, that was a big, big deal. It just, Ralph, I don't know when the injury started. Plus, you had Akeem Olajuwon who overshadowed him. But Ralph, when you're that tall, you're just more susceptible. Knee, ankle, foot injuries. And this will be the only reason why Victor Wembanyama will not be one of the great players of all time. It'll be because if there's injuries. Yes, Seton.
It's one from the internet and a different sport, but Kent Griffey Jr., I mean, how can you be an icon and disappointing?
Oh, boy. I go back to that first half of his career. Well, he had injuries as well. Boy, before the age of 30, ooh, he made it look easy. Is it a disappointment?
They have one MVP?
Yeah, it might be a disappointment.
But he was...
I know. But, it's a sliding scale of the expectations. Junior was going to be Willie Mays, his godfather. Yes, Marv.
Barry Bonds, better player. Ken Griffey Jr., more electrifying.
Well, I got to factor in Bonds later in his career, and he was artificially inflated. If
I mean, Bonds, when he was with the Pirates, he was spectacular. He was far more electric. I mean, he was a five-tool, although he didn't have a good arm. But he was a great player, all-around player. But then, you know, when he just went to San Francisco, we know what happened there. Now, that'd be a tough conversation, too, because I don't know what exactly I have with – if I just say Bonds before he got to San Francisco, man, Griffey was so – man, he made it look easy. Yes, Marv.
That dude was a regular, like you were on SportsCenter.
Highlights?
I mean, Griffey was there every night.
Yeah. I still remember I'm sitting next to Harold Reynolds, and Harold would get a call occasionally from Ken Griffey Jr. And I remember he called up Harold, and he was complaining that Baseball Tonight always put in Jim Edmonds. And he would always say, you know, you guys putting in those highlights where he makes them look different, more difficult than what they are. And I'm going, so he's saying that Edmonds, like, is, you know, slowing down to make it an even more dramatic catch or something? But Junior had a problem with Jim Edmonds, I remember. And Harold was like, man, I get calls all the time. Get calls all the time from players like, how can you put that guy in the highlight? That's not a great catch. And I'd be like, wow. Yeah, Paulie.
Just to show you how good Ken Griffey Jr. was before he started getting injured in Cincinnati, his last 4 years in Seattle, 49 homers, 56 homers, 56 homers, 48 homers. Barry Bonds only hit over 50 homers once in his career, the 73 year. And then they started parking him at first base because they walked him.
And Jr. was a great fielder. Great. Plus, he was likable. That helped. He had the campaign, you know, for president, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have voted for him, too, at that point. At age 26, I would have voted for Griffey.
I might vote for him this year. Yeah. Yes, Paulie.
I would say, though, electrifying, when Barry Bonds was in his prime, I know he was full of steroids. However, when you're sitting there watching on TV, it was one of the more captivating things of my sports lifetime. Because when he went up to bat, you were at the point where they're either going to walk him or he's going to take this guy yard, and it doesn't matter who he's facing. I remember Smoltz said there was no pitching report on him because there's nothing you could do.
Yeah.
And in that 5 year window, he was the best athlete I've ever seen.
But imagine if he was everybody got to use steroids. Like everybody got to, and Bonds was that much better.
Yeah, what do you mean if?
You know, that's why when people say Lance Armstrong cheater, the whole sport is full of cheaters. He was the best cheater. And that's why I don't have any problem with what he was doing. First of all, it's a silly sport where you allow the fans to be right there on the road and they can smack you off your bike if they want to.
Those videos are the best, though. As awful as it is for the athlete and the rider who's there, seeing like some random person looking the wrong way, going out to take a quick selfie and getting absolutely crushed
the best.
By a bike is some of the most rewarding video on the internet.
Yes, Marvin.
Yeah, let's just put Barry Bonds in the Hall of Fame. Let's stop all this foolishness. You voted MVP four times when you saw his head change sizes. And you were still like, man, he batted 370. He had 49 home runs. How could we not? But now you want to put your moral flag up? You voted for him for MVP. The same people that voted for MVP vote for the Hall of Fame. Go ahead, DP. Sorry.
No. It's a fair point.
Yeah.
It's the people's Hall of Fame. You want to put him in, put him in. Just put something on his plaque. That's all. Pete Rose, put something on his plaque.
Give Barry Bonds two plaques. Like it rotates. Like his, and the head's real small like Beetlejuice. And then it rotates.
If you could do it where it kind of grows in size.
Yeah, a hologram.
Yeah.
You move
so
side
when
to
you,
side.
So when you slide something down, you're like, oh, Pirates, San Francisco. Head starts to get San Francisco. Head bigger. He goes into somebody else's plaque next to him. Like you're covering up Paul Molitor's ear or something.
You put a quarter in a slot and some product comes out. You could take it home.
Yeah. But imagine if everybody was cheating at the Tour de France. And Lance said that. Look, they're all cheating. But, you know, his philosophy was you either cheat or go home. And if you said everybody in baseball could use steroids. But Bonds was doing what he was doing. God. And no testing. I mean, it's incredible. He had a win. I forget what John Smoltz said. It's basically like a loaf of bread that you had a spot where he was waiting for you. He was just waiting to strike. If you put it there, it's gone. And that they were walking him intentionally hundreds of times. He got walked with the bases loaded.
Buck Showalter did it.
Yeah, and won the game. But Bonds, there's nobody who made you pay for a mistake more than Bonds did when he was with the Giants. No one. God. And those numbers are crazy. But they were after the age of 35, so that's where there's a big question, an inflated question mark over him. Yes, Marv?
And in the World Series, Barry Bonds should have won the MVP of that series because he hit maybe the furthest home run ever. Somebody said that, Alfred Troy Percival.
Yeah.
It was just like, I'm going to throw as hard as I can. Barry said, I dare you.
I was there. Imagine it. A guy is in the upper deck going to the concession stands and a ball comes rolling out because that's where it went. Like, that's one of those where you go, do you guys see where that landed? And then we later found out it went through the concession stand, you know, that opening there. And I went, dang. That was some incredible. I mean, I had a rough relationship with him. Well, everybody did. But I just remember when you'd watch him, and if you made a mistake. I know steroids don't help you hit the baseball. They do help you hit the baseball further. I mean, and you can work out, you can come back from injuries. I mean, there are a lot of positives because people always say, well, it doesn't help you hit a baseball. It helps you hit a baseball further. And that's what Bonds was doing. But he wasn't a great batting average guy when he was with the Pirates, but he became an unbelievable hitter with the Giants. Yeah, Paulie.
Just to give you a freaky stat, I can give you 20 on Bonds. At the age of 40, he hit .362 with 45 homers. He was walked 232 times. 232 times. That's double what the second place guy in the league was. Walks.
Yes.
So that means he hit 45 home runs based off his pace per at bat. If he was walked, like, say, 150 times, he would have had 67 homers and .362 at age 40.
I still think he would have hit 100 home runs when he hit the 73.
The 73 home run season, he was walked 177 times.
I mean, he's homering probably once every 10 at-bats, 9 at-bats. If you pitched, he was going to hit 100 home runs. And that's not a home run-friendly ballpark there at Pac Bell. Yes, Marv?
Who's got more? Ooh. I like to call them laugh stats. When you just read the stats, you Wilt. Laugh because they're just so ridiculous.
No, Wilt. Wilt is the all-time leader in laugh stats. Because we don't even, he's not even in the modern day conversation with basketball.
It's like Babe Ruth.
But no, we factor in Babe Ruth. We don't factor in Wilt Chamberlain. Not quite sure why. Like Wilt had an advantage for some reason, just because he was 7 feet tall. He wasn't a magician on the hardwood like Bob Cousy was.
Yeah.
I still love listening to those announcers. Cousy can't be stopped. There's three guys trying to stop him. He's
the most unstoppable force this league has ever seen. Look at him go.
And he never went to his left, never used his left hand. He's just going, look at Cousy. He is a magician. He's going through all five players. Yes, Paul.
To put a bow on Victor Wembanyama, he had, 15 points and 5 rebounds?
Yeah.
In Wilt Chamberlain's professional debut, he played 48 minutes. He had 43 points, 28 rebounds. They didn't do blocks back then. 43 and 28.
Stat of the day. 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 Stat of the day.
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. From last hour, who's more electric, Michael Vick or Lamar Jackson? Brock Purdy in protocol. Tyreek Hill may not play. And we'll talk about that. And the Buffalo Bills tonight against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. What could go wrong? Back after this. When's the last time you looked at your tires? I mean, a close inspection. Worn out tires are a danger to you, your passengers, other drivers. So it doesn't take long to do it. Grab a quarter, put it in the tread, and then, or tread, and you can see the top of Washington's head, then it's time to replace your tires. So that means you go to TireRack.com. Easy-to-use tire decision guide. You get a personalized tire recommendation. That means right tires for how and what and where you drive. You know what kind of tires they have, Todd?
I bet they got the Hankook tires.
They have the full lineup of Hankook tires, yes. Ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. Mobile tire installations available in a lot of areas. That's a game changer. That means they bring the tires to you at your home or your office and install them on site. Ultra convenient. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. See the entire test results with Hankook and special offers as well. That's TireRack.com. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Guess who made their NBA debut on this date? One Michael Jeffrey Jordan. Perhaps you've heard of him. Paulie, what's the stat line on Jordan?
It was, this day in history, Bullets at Bulls. Bulls won 109. It was not a full house. They got 75% full that first game. Mm-hmm. Michael Jordan, 16 points, 6 rebounds, 7 assists, 2 steals, 4 blocks for Jordan, and 5 turnovers. He finished... played 40 minutes. He was 5 of 16 from the field. No threes.
Overrated.
Orlando Woolridge led all scores.
I wonder what they must have thought when Jordan came in, because you had those guys, and that wasn't a good Bulls team. Was Quentin Daly on that team?
He sure was, and he pumped in 25 that night.
Quentin loved to shoot, man.
Yep.
He loved to shoot.
He didn't like to do other things.
Right, no, he did not. No. But they... you know, Jordan coming in, they're like, oh, God, who's this guy? You know, he's not going to take our shots. And then all of a sudden, he's going to take your shots. He's going to take all of them. He's Chris Sims, Pro Football Talk Live co-host, and he works on Football Night America, former NFL quarterback. And before I get to Thursday Night Football, we had somebody call in and say, more electrifying quarterback, Michael Vick, Lamar Jackson.
Ooh.
Not better. Electrifying. Right.
Right. Gosh. I mean, listen, I think the world of Lamar Jackson. Don't get me wrong. But I mean, I saw Michael Vick firsthand. And, you know, he was the first of his kind as far as anything like what we're seeing today. It was just rare. First off, I mean, let's set it up. I mean, going back to the old Atlanta Dome back in the day with the DJ in the third row and Michael Vick was playing, man, that place was hopping. And then a Nike commercial that's a roller coaster ride, that should just tell you how electric it was. And then watching him on the football field, right, he had a rocket left arm, and the quarterback was the fastest guy on the field. You know, I never found myself more on the sidelines on like 3rd and 18 going, I hope we can stop him from not getting the first down, right? He'd turn the corner and run. He'd be like, oh, no, he's going to get 20. So I'll go with Michael Vick there. He was unreal to watch in person.
All right, Thursday night football, we got the Bills and the Buccaneers. And it's a no-win situation for Buffalo. Even if you win, you're supposed to. Then we're going to look at it with style points. How did they win? How did Josh Allen do? Stephon Diggs happy? Like, there's a lot going on in Buffalo. I don't know exactly what it is. And also, what do you see when you see Josh Allen?
Right. Well, I mean, one, injuries on the defense, right? That's a big issue for them. I think that's why you've seen them kind of fall apart a little there. Matt Milano, you can't, you know, disregard that injury. Definitely one of the best linebackers in football, probably the best player on their defense. Tre'Davious White, other injuries in the secondary. Ed Oliver isn't hurt, right? Daquan Jones, their big D tackle, who's really good. He's done for the year. So they got issues there. Offensively, Dan, you've heard me say this before, right? There's just not enough there. There's not enough there as far as premium talent compared to the other teams, let alone the scheme itself. Is there's nothing elite that they do. What do you defend when you defend the Buffalo Bills right now? To me, the last three games have shown it. And last three games, which I, you know, because my podcast listeners want me to explain what's going on with the Bills, three teams in a row basically said, we're not going to let Josh Allen throw 60-yard lasers, and we're not going to let him run around and make magic plays. If we stop those two things, their offense is pretty average. And I think that's what you're seeing here more than anything. They have no element of their offense that makes the defense go, oh, wait, we have to stop this or this and that. And so they're never compromised. It's all about just stopping 17, and he's going to throw to Diggs. And after that, everybody else can live with the repercussions.
Yeah, I just, it feels like Stephon Diggs is one moment away from, you know,
sure,
blowing up,
yeah,
here. And I don't know. That's, It
feels frustrated.
Like their window of opportunity is closing rapidly, because it felt like the media was pushing, like Josh Allen MVP, Bills going to the Super Bowl. And now they've cooled considerably. And I just wonder where they stand in the AFC right now of, you know, Super Bowl contenders.
No, yeah, I think they're down the list considerably. Before the year started, Dan, and I'm not trying to, you know, I'm wrong a lot, you know, I'm right a lot too. I did not pick them to go to the playoffs. I did not look at them as a playoff team. You know, I looked at it and went, wait, it's the same team as last year. They got a tight end in the first round, and they got a new guard to play with. To me, that wasn't enough to go, oh, they're ready to compete with Kansas City and Baltimore and Miami and those type of football teams on a weekly basis. No. You know, it's too much. And I talk to people around the league about the Bills all the time. And I said this today on PFT to Mike Florio. You know, I've been – and I said this, and I'll even say it again – Devin McCourty, myself, we've talked to people up in Buffalo who have basically said, like, they don't feel they can win the game unless Josh Allen takes over. There's that feeling there. Yeah. There's just not enough there. He's one of the greatest talents in the sport. He is phenomenal. But every week is about him playing with his hair on fire and him making magic happen and throwing to Stephon Diggs. And after that, you just go, well, who's going to be something else this week on the offense? And I think the Bucs will keep that game uncomfortably close for them tonight.
If they don't make the playoffs, then what?
That's the big question. I would think that, I'm not in favor of a regime change. I'm not. I'm definitely not. I'm a believer in McDermott and what he's done up there. And like you kind of said, they've been in the Super Bowl window for like 4 or 5 years here, right? You know, they've built a damn good team. I think their biggest thing, I think, one, if they don't get to the playoffs, you're going to hear talk about Ken Dorsey, right? Whether that's right or not, that's what's going to happen. And then the other thing is, I think you're going to hear a lot of, like, hey, they got to get some other star players on their football team, especially the offensive side of the ball. There's got to be more sizzle to that football team. You know, you look at the other top teams in the AFC, and we can go through Jacksonville, Baltimore, Miami, Kansas City, right? Gosh, you even get into, like, Cleveland, and I'd go, their skill guys are all better than Buffalo.
Yeah.
And that's concerning a little bit.
Brock Purdy is in the concussion protocol.
Yeah.
Now you have Sam Darnold. He's still 26. He's been 26 for 3 years, it feels like. So he's going to be able to come in and play. Kyle Shanahan, doesn't matter who's the quarterback, they're going to probably put up good numbers. Can Sam Darnold somehow play himself into a starting role elsewhere, a job offer?
I think he needs more than one game, right? I think one game will make people feel good, and, you know, that can probably, like, lock down a high-end backup job next year, no matter what, to where he gets paid good backup money.
But Garoppolo got this. Matt Flynn got this.
Right.
I mean, there have been guys who have gotten contracts off of two or three good games.
You're right. Yeah, you're right. You know, I think there's a little bit more scar tissue with Sam Darnold around the NFL from what we've seen with other teams in there, to where, you know, I'm not sure everyone's just going to buy into Sam Darnold. Shanahan believes in the guy. He's got talent. As you said it, I mean, Shanahan makes a lot of quarterbacks look really, really damn good, right? But I do think to be a starter, I think he'd probably need, you know, two, three, four games to kind of to prove that to a team to go, okay, wait, we're ready to pay him significant money to be a starter for our football team.
We're talking to Chris Sims, Pro Football Talk Live co-host, contributes to Football Night in America. I'm wondering about the boredom of the media sometimes, because when we keep waiting for a team to supplant the Kansas City Chiefs,
right?
And they've got the surest thing in football. They got Mahomes to Kelsey.
Right.
Nobody has that.
Yeah.
It's Stockton to Malone every year. You know, it's coming.
Yes.
You can't stop it.
Right.
So it feels like we get bored and we need that new story. And we keep trying to go outside the lines and go, you know, the Dolphins, I'm just saying that they could be, hey, the Bengals, they don't count. Browns, don't count them out. You know, the Ravens, dark. Kansas City is still the team to beat in the AFC, correct?
Correct. Okay. Correct. Now, are they perfect? No. They're another team that I kind of look at right now and go, they could use a little more firepower on the offensive side of the ball, in my opinion. It's what's different about them this year, though, is they can run the ball, and they have their D is legit. I mean, it's legit. Scoring points against that team, moving the ball, it's not easy. So that's where they're a little different. And then, like you're saying, I mean, 15 is already in the upper room of the Hall of Fame. He's like a Hall of Famer of Hall of Famers here already. We're talking about already one of the all-time greats of the sport. And you're right. So, you know, even without the lack of fire player power, the way he plays, the creativity of Andy Reid and Matt Nagy a little bit, that makes up for the lack of firepower in that department. But, yes, they're the kings until dethroned there. Now, Baltimore is
like
the real deal.
I like Baltimore.
Yeah.
I like Baltimore.
And Jacksonville, I think, is a team, too, to continue to watch here that has complete talent across the roster. They're young. They're still learning how to win a little bit. But when they play, those two teams, the Ravens and Jags, play their best. I look at them on film, Dan, and go, whoa, they're up there with the big boys. Now, they just got to do it more consistently. But I think those are two teams, to me, that have the talent and across the board to maybe pull an upset off against the Chiefs in the playoffs.
And the Chiefs' defense is ranked higher than the Chiefs' offense for the first time since Mahomes has been there. That's the scary part to me.
Exactly.
That's where I go, okay, now you have my attention.
Uh-huh. It's the Chiefs, we all know they're throwing and they're points and it's sexy and it's fun to watch. The one thing they don't get credit for, their O-line can pass protect, and their defense every year, even when they weren't as statistically good as they are this year, when they need to get physical in an AFC title game and stop Derrick Henry in the run game, they do it. Oh, we got to stop Shanahan and the 49ers in the run game of the Super Bowl, they do it. They don't get the respect for the physicality they have. Oh, we got to stop the Eagles and the best offensive line we've seen in football in the last 15 years. Oh, we'll do it. So there's a little nice blend of creativity and showmanship and toughness with that Chiefs team that I absolutely love.
Great to talk to you as always.
Thanks, Dan.
Thank you.
Always Chris. Great talking to you. Tell the guys I said what's up.
Your hair looks good, as always. Top button is buttoned. I mean, when you go home.
Yes.
Is the top button buttoned when you walk in to say hello to your wife and kids?
If there's a button up top, it's buttoned up, man, all the time.
Always.
Always.
When you
always,
go to bed yeah. and you have your pajamas, are they buttoned all the way to the top?
I'm a naked sleeper, Dan. Sorry. That's probably too much information, but that's how I sleep. All right.
Hold on. Nothing?
Nothing. I can't stand it. I can't stand anything on me anywhere. So, yes.
I need a second source on this.
All right. Well, my wife loves you. Right, so if you want to bring her on sometime, and she can tell you all about it.
All righty.
All right.
Thank you, Chris.
All right, guys. See ya.
Chris Sims, Pro Football Talk Live co-host. Now try to get that image out of your head. Maybe you don't want to. Yeah, maybe you don't want to. Naked. Anybody sleep naked here? Todd?
I do not. I'm usually looking at a t-shirt and sweats or shorts or something.
Okay. Seton?
No, I'm usually like in my underwear.
Okay. Marv?
No. Not to stay out of my personal life.
Okay. No. All right. My bad. My bad. I'll get out of my grill. Paulie?
Borderline, but no. As close as you could be without it.
What does that mean?
I hate wearing like anything to bed, like
do you
socks.
Have a thong?
Again, like Marvin said, stay out of my personal life.
Is that like socks?
Are you the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
I can't wear it. You can't have anything on your legs.
Give it away. Give it away. Give it away now.
You know, flee.
I wear my basketball uniform just in case the game breaks out.
Still fits.
Yeah, it does. It's snug.
You get out of bed, you rip the pants off.
Yeah, yeah. Got my what are those called? Those
tearaways?
Yeah, tearaways.
No, when you get in the bed, you're supposed to do
the
tearaways.
Whoa, hey, why don't you get out of my personal life?
Yeah, sorry about that, guys.
All right. Last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow. And yes, we will play Know Your Diamondbacks right after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store tomorrow. Make sure you pick up the calendar. You can pre-order that at danpatrick.com. It is gorgeous. We did a great job. The French kid did a wonderful job with Dan Patrick calendar for 2024. Also, still some moonshine left. If you want to pick up a bottle or two, that's available at danpatrick.com. Time to play Know Your Diamondbacks. Want to get ready for tomorrow night's World Series. Paulie?
Nothing's going to prepare you less for the World Series than what's about to happen in the next 3 minutes, but let's get it. Marvin, hit it. Dan, I'm going to ask you, is this a current Arizona Diamondback or a current Arizona Coyote hockey player?
Okay.
It used to be the Phoenix Coyotes. Never know why they changed the name. They're pretty good when they're Phoenix Coyotes.
Maybe Phoenix didn't want to be associated with them.
Wow, too soon.
Oh, sorry.
Too soon. But they've only made the playoffs one time, which is hard to do in hockey since they went from the Phoenix Coyotes to the
Arizona
Coyotes.
Gretzky part of ownership there for a little while?
He coached and owned.
Yeah, coached. Okay.
That was a good way to bump him out.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay.
Anyone just raise your hand.
Okay.
Travis Boyd, Diamondback or Coyote? Travis Boyd.
Todd?
I'm going to say Coyote.
He is an Arizona Coyotes center. Yeah. Travis Boyd.
Good guess, Todd.
Some of these names are going to be mispronounced on purpose to try to get you.
That means you don't know how to pronounce
that. That's true. But I'm actually going to mispronounce one that I do know. Paven Smith. Paven Smith.
Paven Smith.
Paven.
Paven Smith.
It could be Pavin, which mean it would be
a coyote
or a golfer. You say coyote, he's a Diamondbacks outfielder, so I'm told.
Of course he is. Corey Paven Smith.
Ketel Marte.
He is, and it's got to be Ketel, and his number should be one. It should be Ketel one.
We'll talk, yeah.
Yeah, he's a Diamondback.
It should be Ketel Marte, but it's Ketel Marte.
Is there anybody who's number one on Arizona?
Probably, yeah.
Oh, I mean, they have to have Ketel one. What are we? Come on, product placement.
What are we doing?
This one's specific for Fritzy. Nick Schmaltz. Nick Schmaltz.
I'm going to say he's a baseball player for the Diamondbacks.
He's a Coyote center. Schmaltzy.
Another center.
Schmaltzy.
What does Schmaltz mean, Fritzy?
Schmaltzy is just kind of something like a little special, I think. Something a little out of the ordinary, schmaltzy.
But I thought if you had like something on your shirt, you had a little
schmutz.
Is schmaltzy a real word?
I thought it's a Yiddish word. I'm probably giving you the wrong definition, but schmaltzy is a Yiddish word.
I've never heard of it.
Because something that's like, you know, like special or something usually doesn't go with a scrunched face. Like,
that's my way of
schmaltzy.
That's my uncertainty as to what the definition is.
It's like fun. It's really nice.
Okay. So you're not sure you just,
I've heard the word before. I think there's a Yiddishness to it.
Okay.
Andrew Saalfrank. Saalfrank.
I'm going to say coyote.
I purposely mispronounced. He's a Diamondbacks pitcher. Andrew Saalfrank.
That's not true.
Two A's. Sounds very Norwegian.
Okay.
Slade Ciccone. Slade Ciccone. C-E-C-C-O-N-I. Slade's a cool first name.
I'm going to go Coyote.
He's a Diamondbacks pitcher.
Absolutely. He's got to be a Diamondback. That's got a baseball player written all
his Slade. Slade rhymes with blade, so you thought it was hockey.
Man, if your name's Slade, you got to be good at something.
Yeah.
The only problem there is that he's not a catcher. That's the only problem.
Yeah. Mm. Cachoni. That'd be fun. Yuso Valamaki.
I'm going to go Coyote.
See what the room thinks. Yuso Valamaki.
Coyote.
He's a Coyote defenseman.
No, Miso? No, Yuso.
Yuso Valamaki. That's know your Diamondbacks. You're already for
World Series. Oh, that is great.
No, it wasn't.
Sean in Florida. Hi, Sean. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Dan. Dan, thanks for taking my call. Wanted to say, go Bucks. Game day, baby. Or as Gene Deckerhall would say, fire the cannons. I had a hot take, and just wanted to say first and foremost, Mike Vick, by far the most electrifying player. The only person I've known that would make all your friends choose the same team. Like, if someone picked the Falcons in Madden, you had to pick the Falcons, or they weren't allowed to pick that team anymore. Maybe somebody knows what I'm talking about. But anywho, hot take, was wondering, does Bill Belichick need to go to Tampa Bay and coach and win a Super Bowl there to be as good as Tom Brady?
That, Sean, that is good.
That's funny.
I think a round of applause there. Okay. Keith in Charlotte. Hi, Keith. That's funny.
Hey, Dan.
Hi, Keith.
I stopped 180.
Okay.
Hey, I was wondering, do you still have a team for the NBA that you need to kind of pick up for a sweetheart?
Are you offering Charlotte?
I am offering Charlotte. I think with Melo and then Brandon Miller coming off the bench, and then you got Terry, Mark Williams could be a serious beast. I think they could be your sweetheart team.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you. I have them under consideration. You know I love LaMelo, but I'm leaning towards my Pels. I watched. Now, I think we have a rule that we're not going to bring up Zion Williamson. He has to play 5 consecutive games. And then if he does, then we can talk about it.
By the way, this started at 20. It was immediately knocked down to 10. And now after 4 hours, it's 5.
Well, Paulie said 20 games in a row. And I go, no, 10. Now it's down to 5. If Zion plays 5 games in a row, then we can talk about him. Until then, we can't.
How many minutes per game?
No, it's 5 games.
Okay.
Cameron in Cincinnati. Hi, Cameron.
Hey, guys. Love the show. Hall of Fame discussion. I was going to ask you guys a question. Of the 371 current members, how many are previous Heisman Trophy winners?
How many Hall of Famers are Heisman Trophy winners? Is that what you're saying, Cam?
Yes. How many current Hall of Famers are Heisman Trophy winners?
All right. Roger Staubach. Tim Brown.
Tim Brown, yep.
O.J.?
O.J., yep.
Herschel. Dorsett win a Heisman?
Tony Dorsett, yes.
Correct.
Yep. Herschel is not a Hall of Famer. Bo's not a Hall of Famer.
Full list. Simpson, Staubach, Paul Hornung, Doak Walker, Earl Campbell, Tony Dorsett, Marcus Allen, Barry Sanders, Tim Brown, Charles Woodson. Only 10 of 371 members are Heisman Trophy winners,
right,
which I thought was crazy.
Thank you, Cam. Thank you for making us smarter today. Let's see. Final results of the poll question, see. Oh, no, let me do This Day in Sports History, Paul.
This Day in Sports History, the Chicago White Sox won the World Series on this day in 2005. The game started the night before. Here's one. The easiest quiz of all time. Mario Lemieux of the Pittsburgh Penguins scored his 500th goal. That was the second fastest all time. Guess who was the fastest of all time?
Wayne Gretzky.
Wayne Gretzky is always the answer. Yeah. There you go.
All right. Seton, final results poll question.
One of the most one-sided poll questions we've ever had. Who would you bet on to make the Hall of Fame, Victor Wembanyama or Caleb Williams? We're at a solid 91-9 split right there.
If I did it a month ago.
Yeah, month ago, he was a sure thing. He was Andrew Luck all over again.
Yeah. Or John Elway.
Or not.
Todd, what'd you learn?
Chris Sims says defensive injuries need to be factored in for the Bills' issues. Also, there's nothing elite about their offense currently.
Seton O'Connor.
Chris Sims, nudist.
Yeah. Mm. Marvin.
We don't bring up Wilt enough.
No, we don't. Pauline.
Yuso Valamaki.
What We Learned brought to you by Panini, the official trading cards of the show for Instant Classics autographed cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, and more. Start or continue your collection now at PaniniAmerica.net. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for the phone calls, emails, tweets. It'll be a Meat Friday tomorrow. Hope to join you then.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know what I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.